other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we gave you Willie Nelson yesterday and Congressman Dennis Kucinich, the most sought-after congressman right now in the media. That is the alternative media. The national media is in news blackout about the impeachment hearing Friday. Big developments there. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to be joining us in T-minus 32 minutes from now or 33 after. Also on the Hill, 2 days ago, the aircraft he was on with six other congressmen depressurized, flying out of Houston to D.C. for an airline safety debate and discussion with all the airline problems they've been having. Congressman Ron Paul joining us today to talk about the war, the economy. Are they going into Iran? He gave that speech last week to Congress saying we're on the edge of something really big and something we can't turn back from. Bigger than what we've ever seen previously before. So, Ron Paul is coming up. Why didn't I ask Jesse Ventura to come to New York City for 9/11 this year? Why didn't I ask Willie Nelson to do that? Why didn't I ask Charlie Sheen to do that, or Woody Harrelson, or any of the other people I know that are prominent? It's because, as long as I'm doing my own show, I don't have any anxiety. As long as it's me and my little operation and my websites and what I'm doing, I'm not self-conscious. I'm not worried about anything. But when I start trying to organize big events, it causes me months of hair-pulling, fingernail-chewing anxiety. And now I'm having that anxiety right now. Of course, a lot of energy really is what it is, because a caller calls in and says, Willie, would you do a 9/11 truth benefit or an anti-war benefit? And Willie says, yeah, I'd love to do that. And then during the break, he says, yeah, why don't you handle that, Alex? And then he tells me to call him at 10 o'clock this morning, and I did call him. And then I decided to go ahead and call Ventura, got him on the phone. These guys are incredible. One phone call, you get them on the phone. Try getting me on the phone. Thousands of emails, hundreds of calls. I can't even keep track of it anymore. I don't know how they do it. But big developments on that front. Will there be an anti-war / 9/11 truth stock, whatever you want to call it, anti-war stock? I don't know, folks. I will tell you it looks promising, but I will let you in on that later in the hour. I'll tell you what, I'll do it at 24 after when we come in to the third segment. I will break down what's happening, and this is a message to Kurt Nemo and to Steve Watson. Paul is on vacation, well-deserved, with his girlfriend right now. They're on the continent now. They've left jolly old England, I guess, for a week. So I need Steve and I need Kurt to get an article out on this as soon as I go over it, and I need you to then put updates in the two articles you wrote on both sides so that people know what's going on, because obviously, I mean, Willie Nelson just had farm aids with hundreds of thousands of people at it, and people from U2, the Beatles, Neil Young. So I've got a lot of stuff to deal with here. It's just amazing. And we're trying to set this up in the next few months. You know, venues, big venues, are usually booked a year, 2 years out. People say I put on the best 9/11 conference ever, and that was torture behind the scenes. 1,200 people showed up to that in L.A. You know, this is something that conservatively we could probably get 50,000 people to. Long way to go, short time to get there. We'll be right back with all the news, ladies and gentlemen, and information. Yeah, this is the tip of the spear, the front lines of the info war. You found it.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You notice as soon as the American people start revolting against the increase in gas prices when it went up to $150 a barrel in the last month, that suddenly oil drops by $25 a barrel overnight. $27 a barrel if you want to get precise from its high of just a month or so ago. Then all of a sudden they start dropping the price. But I predicted this. Every summer they bring you to a new height. Remember when $2 was just incredibly high and then $2.50 was unconscionable 2 years ago and then $3 was just untold? It's each summer. And I predicted gas would go to over $4 a gallon. I said $145 a barrel 3 months ago. And that then it would drop down throughout the fall and winter to around $120, and then next summer it's going to go to $200+ a barrel. Now, that prediction is on record right there. That's what they're going to do. We predicted everything else because we know their formula. We know how they operate. We know what they do. So we will go over that a little bit here in the next few minutes. Let's just finish up with that now. You see, they apply the pressure, they bring you to a new high, and they lower a little bit to create the perception of, whoosh, man, gas is only $3.90 a gallon now. It was $4.25 on average, and it was $5 in L.A., but now it's only $4.35. Whoo, man, $4.25, the great days of $4.25 in L.A., or in some areas, some mountainous areas of the country, whoosh, man, it was $5.50. $5.60 a gallon. Man, it's only $4.90 now. Boy, $4.90. Man, the days of cheap gas are back. Basic Pavlovian psychology, and then you take the heat off Congress, and then they take you another 100 miles. You push them back another 50 and think you've had a victory. See, they take 5 steps. You push them back 2 steps. Then they take 10 steps. You push them back 4 steps. Then they take 20 steps, and you push them back 8 steps. Then they take 100 steps, and you push them back 40 steps. Then they take 200 steps, and you push them back 90 steps. You see, when they say compromise, it means you always give up real estate. You always give up liberties and freedoms. They always gain on raping you. The statistics always get worse on the family and savings and literacy and property ownership. The elite gets more and more powerful. We get more and more dumbed down as they put more chemicals in the vaccines and the food and the water. And of course, their excuses are, well, we don't want everybody to fight. It's kind of an in-your-face deal when you see the movie Serenity, where the global, international, galactic government is putting into the atmosphere a Prozac-type compound to make everybody not fight, but instead it kills 95% of the population. The other 5% turn into psychopathic killers. And then it cuts to the scientists that did it going, we didn't want anyone to fight. We wanted it all friendly. We wanted it all nice. Well, that's kind of the surface level for the thousands of technicians at the higher levels that know sodium fluoride attacks the brain and is very toxic. It's so they don't fight, so we end war. Humans are naturally warlike, and we need to engineer society to be peaceful. But higher above that, it's no, we're cold-bloodedly dumbing everybody down so they're more easily managed, so we can set up a global extermination grid to carry out eugenics. And then see, all other political issues fall by the wayside when you find out, and it's in government documents, and we've covered it, made films about it, that they are putting sodium fluoride in your water in over 70% of the U.S., over 60% of England, only about 40% of Europe has it in the water supplies to dumb you down. There's a reason, folks, that doesn't matter if you jog 5 miles a day and try to eat healthy. If you're drinking sodium fluoride, you got memory loss, you got bad skin, and it is attacking all your glands, your bones, everything else, and it's just a scientific absolute fact. But because you are on the toxic sedative, you just can't get yourself moving to even properly filter that out. All right, I'm already digressing. I got a bunch of news here. Ron Paul is scheduled to be coming up later in the show. Willie Nelson announces 9/11 anti-war event on the Alex Jones Show. Big developments on that front. I'll tell you in about 10 minutes. Willie Nelson announced a 9/11 anti-war event, so we'll give you the facts on that. The new developments I talked to him this morning and Governor Ventura. U.S. government, we know parenting better than you. Proposal will give Washington unprecedented control over kids. Everyone will get CPS visits. I told you, this is the new system. Oh, heaven help us. You think government's bad now? They're just lining up. That was all just a prelude. A dress rehearsal. Democrats admit that they don't want you to have lower gas prices. They say it's social engineering to teach you to live with less. So they're being honest about their criminality. Feds are stockpiling food supplies. I've got a story on that. A bank gave counterfeit bills to people. They're making a big deal out of this in a Florida news station. It's all counterfeit. It's all Federal Reserve. 43 bus illegal aliens, an immigration raid in Hawaii. World Health Organization returns to Iraq among improved security. That means they can start the vaccination and fluoridation there. The Iraqis won't be resisting anymore once they drink their fluoride. I told you this was coming. They're going to make you show ID everywhere to buy gas. Doesn't matter if you have a debit card. Doesn't matter if you have to be registered to be able to buy gas, and that will be every other product. So it starts with cold medicine, and then everything else, and then paint and anything quote drug. And now everybody, this is the new getting you ready for the new national ID card. I remember 10 years ago reading a big corporate consortium white papers. Think tank papers about how they would convince you for the cashless society, how they would phase it in. See, once you've been trained when you're 60 years old to show ID for cigars, it's about training mindlessness into shopkeepers, mindlessness into, it's about engineering mindlessness into the TSA, the police. Just, they don't have any discretion. They don't have any thought. They just follow mindless regulations and look, we card 75-year-old. I mean, I've seen people on walkers being carded buying pipe tobacco. Okay? Over and over again. And I say to the shopkeeper, why are you doing that? They go, look, you see those cameras? I have to. And they swipe their card and it goes into a state police slash international database. Well, it's going to be for buying gas, buying food. It's happening now. And this is out of mainstream news. This is out of ABC News. ABC News National. Okay? We'll play that clip later. Speaking of the Willie Nelson situation, I am trying to finish a film right now, Fabled Enemies with Jason Burmes. I am trying to go to the DNC in Denver. I have, 14 employees total. And I'm trying to move right now. I'm trying to move in the next few weeks. I'm not whining. I just want people to know what I'm facing here. And now dropped in my lap, I will tell you after the break where it looks like this is going with the Truth Fest. Big developments there. But I don't know. I just think this song happens to say it all. This song happens to break down exactly what my life is like every single day. And I just want everybody to share in the idea of all of you dedicating yourselves this much to the fight. Doesn't mean you'll be fighting the New World Order at the level I am, but together we fight at a level far above what I'm able to do. Everything I'm able to do is because of you and the support and the past support you have given us as we exponentially grow and lead into what is no doubt the danger zone. So I salute all of you that have the courage to fight the New World Order at point blank range. And this song is for you.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Them ears on, he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound,
watch
your bandit
run. All right, folks, we are going to skip this break. This is a network break. We are skipping it. Congressman Paul's man, Jesse Benton, just called us. The congressman needs to come on early because of scheduling conflicts. We're calling the congressman right now, set at the bottom of the hour. I'll give you the Willie Nelson slash Jesse Ventura news after the congressman leaves us for this 20-minute interview. Have we gotten the congressman yet? They're still juggling things. Well, with all of his itinerary and what he's doing on the floor and the airplane emergency yesterday or 2 days ago, I am really surprised he can even join us today. So we're going ahead and skipping this break right now so we can give you every minute with Congressman Ron Paul that we can. We will take a station break at the bottom of the hour for news for everybody out there on the AM and FM dial. Again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, my new film, Truth Rising, has been out for just a few weeks. It has already had a big effect out on the web. A lot of you have gotten your DVDs and are making copies of them. It's all about the 9/11 truth movement, all of the persecution that we go through, all the things that are happening as we try to just ask politicians serious questions. It's about the first responders and the deadly dust, and it's also the evidence of inside job on 9/11. Very, very important film, Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen, available on DVD at Infowars.com. Everybody needs this in their collection, but more importantly, everyone needs to get this out to everybody. It is of the utmost importance that we personalize and humanize and show the social evidence of just how big this movement to expose false flag, government-sponsored terrorism is. And that's why Truth Rising is so vitally important. Again, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I intend to ask Ron Paul, the congressman, doctor, presidential candidate, about his speech last week. In fact, I need to pull that up so I have the text of it. It was an Infowars.net story where he talked about something big happening, something big coming up, and something that we needed to all be focused on and be aware of. Here I am on Infowars.net trying to find it, and I have found it in the exclusive news section on the right-hand side. Ron Paul, some big events are about to occur. That's why this interview coming up is so important. Ron Paul, some big events are about to occur. Congressman warns of chaos about to be unleashed on economic and political system by globalist intervention and world empire. We're glad he made it through that depressurization to continue to fight against this. Texas Congressman Ron Paul has warned that the House that he is convinced the time is now upon us that some big events are about to occur that will cause liberty to go into, quote, deep hibernation, Paul told the House. These fast-approaching events will not go unnoticed. They will affect us all. They will not be limited to just some area of the country. The world economy and political system will share in the chaos about to be unleashed. There are reasons to believe this coming crisis is different and bigger than the world has ever experienced. Instead of using globalism in a positive fashion, it has been used to globalize all of the mistakes of the politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. Yeah, it's nice to call it mistakes. Paul continued, in one of Paul's most memorable speeches to date, the congressman spoke of rampant authoritarianism having replaced the principles of liberty that the United States was founded upon and warned that current empire building, financed through inflation and debt, signals a more frightening period in history. Our arrogance and aggressiveness have been used to promote a world empire backed by the most powerful army of history. This type of globalist intervention creates problems for all citizens of the world and fails to contribute to the well-being of the world's populations. Just think of our own personal liberties have been trashed here at home in the last decade, Paul urged fellow representatives. Paul outlined the history of the current economic crisis and alluded to key events such as the inception of the Federal Reserve System, the creation of the Bretton Woods monetary system, and the creation of the dollar bubble. The bubble is different and bigger for another reason, Paul agreed and argued. The central banks of the world secretly collude to certainly plan the world economy. I'm convinced that agreements among central banks to monopolize U.S. debt these past 15 years have existed. Well, we've gotten IMF World Bank documents that say that. Although secretly and out of the reach of any oversight of anyone, especially the U.S. Congress, that doesn't care or just flat doesn't understand. They don't read most of the bills. I had the chairman of the Texas Education Committee, the Texas legislature, come up to me in a steakhouse last week in front of Aaron Dykes and another person that was with us and just say, yeah, they keep sneaking and slipping things in. Talking about the red light bill for Texas. They just slipped it into a transportation bill the day of the vote, and it was made law. Yesterday, the congressman also confronted Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke over what he described as a 35-plus-year dollar bubble, telling him, you are probably the biggest taxpayer in the country, the biggest taxer in the country, citing the inflationary fiat money system as the most unfair and regressive form of taxation there is. A stunning, and it goes on. Again, we got a call from Benton right before the last break that we skipped, saying Ron Paul wants to come on right now. Gave us a number, but then that number wasn't good. We're scrambling about. What's my ETA, John? You can come on there and tell us.
All right. I was just told that he's not going to be able to make it now. They were just called into something. So 1 p.m., between 1 and 2, he's going to be able to come on.
And you're on air right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want to make sure. People hear me talking to someone that isn't there. He is there usually. It's just that you can't hear him.
So that basically they called in to say, hey, quick, we can come on right now, do 20 minutes. So I called that number, and then the lady informed me he just got, you know, pulled away, so he's going to have to come on between 1 and 2. So he's just going to randomly call in some point today, but he will be coming on today.
You know, I've got my guest list here today. Ron Paul, Jim Mars, Bob Chapman, Paul Craig Roberts. What I'll do is I'll just let those two be on air together, I guess. Hey, it's all transparent here. We even on the Internet now put out our behind-the-scenes live stream to everybody. If you're listening on the InfoWars stream, we skip a lot of breaks there. So you can hear all the battle planning here on air. It's funny. My detractors are so deceptive. They take me talking to John, or sometimes board op. I have two. Really call them engineers. They do it all. But one of them isn't. Full-blown engineer here in the office in Austin, and I'll be talking to them on air, but you can't hear them talking to me because it's on a back line, and then the people go and edit it like I'm talking to imaginary people and saying, do you hear me, and you'd think that's obvious and only an idiot would not see through that. You have to remember the general public, some of them don't know where electricity comes from or what it is, how many continents there are, who the vice president is, the three branches of government. You would think that the fellow on, Jay Leno with jaywalking, that he's out there looking for particularly dumb people. He's not. There are large segments of the population that don't understand. And I'm just making a mention every few days about this so people are aware of it. Because there's not just some overt ridiculous disinfo about me. There's also a lot of people now editing things to make me sound totally crazy, or to make it sound like I'm racist, or to make it sound like I've said things I haven't said. And a lot of aren't government operatives or disinfo people. It's just mass mental illness and people out on YouTube and LiveLeak and Google Video doing this. But I don't want to get off into a rampage about myself. I don't particularly care about myself being attacked. It's just that, you know, they go on the Wikipedia page, the people that control my page, that are high-level Wikipedia editors, and say I've been killed, or I'm on cocaine, which I've never taken and don't like. That's not true. One time at a party in high school, I did take it and thought I was going to have a heart attack. I never liked hard drugs. But the point is, just and they won't let us edit that or change that, and they won't let. There's a bunch of disinfo on there right now. They won't let people change it. So just be aware. There's a lot of bull about me out there on the internet. And it's meant because I'm effective, and they want to basically kill the messenger politically, which isn't working. I'll tell you about all the big developments with Willie Nelson, Governor Ventura, and the concert.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Ron Paul's office told us something came up emergency on the Hill. He will be on sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. He is so incredibly busy. Came very close to dying two nights ago. They had to emergency land the aircraft with six other congressmen on board from Texas. Depressurization would have killed Payne Stewart. So Ron Paul scheduled, also Jim Marsh, huge breaking news about the fascist Nazi connections. This is a multi-headed Hydra. We go into all the heads of the Hydra. This is a historical fact. You can't get around it. Those of you that just want to obsess on Israel all day, or obsess on the Vatican all day, or obsess on this or that all day, we cover it all. But we also get into the fact that the Nazis did try to overthrow this country, and the Bushes were their henchmen. That is an absolute admitted fact, and we're going to cover it with Jim Mars. We're going to look at that head of the Hydra today. And then Bob Chapman is on in the 1 o'clock hour when Paul's coming on. So we'll have Chapman with us, and I'm sure Chapman will be happy to ride along shotgun whenever Paul comes in for 20 minutes. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And we're told Paul may even shift to that hour. But he's never bailed on me when this happens, when he's on the campaign trail or in session. But we were already setting this up last week, and now the airplane disaster, nearly diverted disaster with seven congressmen on board, as the Emperor tries to blow up the Jedi Council, He will be on with us sometime today, I would venture to say. I mean, they say they're coming on. He's running around battling on the Hill and then trying to come back in to talk to us on air. Okay. Here is the big update on Willie Nelson. I think first we should play this from yesterday with the hour-long exclusive interview with Willie Nelson on impeachment, trying to stop an attack on Iran and 9/11 truth. Here is the caller bringing up what I wouldn't bring up to Willie. And I've kind of analyzed why I wouldn't do this, even though 9/11 Truth was asking me to, because I, you know Willie and got his number, and he's a fan of the show. He's a fan of freedom. It's because subconsciously I self-analyzed last night and this morning. I can't stand the anxiety and the butterflies of organizing this. But now that I'm committed, I'm trying to make sure it happens and get her done with the infiltrators and problems and all the things that could be involved with this. But after we play 2 minutes of this clip, I will come back and tell you where things stand right now. Here it is.
You've done a lot of great concerts in your time as far as, like, Live Aid to support the farmers. I was thinking that would be great to do something like a 911 Truth concert. Donate the money to the families that lost their loved ones and the firefighters that were out there, and also to support Dennis Kucinich. What he's doing, and it would be great to do that, and it would get a lot of publicity. I was wondering.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree to both of those things in a minute.
Okay, Willie.
Those are wonderful. It's a wonderful plan.
Willie, I'm totally freaking out right now. You know, you gave me your cell phone number and other contacts, and I haven't called you in 5 months because you're one of the few people I'm actually starstruck by. And I was kind of nervous stumbling around calling you this morning to come on the show. I have been dreaming of inviting you to New York this year for the anniversary. Getting some hall, just having you speak or, you know, play your acoustic guitar. And we know the first responders, the heads of the victims' family groups, or to even have a benefit here in Austin for the firefighters and police. But I know you're so busy and you've already done so much for 9/11 Truth. But since the caller brings it up, maybe I should talk to you off air later today about doing something like that. Because I think we're talking about solutions. Or a free concert somewhere as a media event to say a no attack on Iran, yes to impeachment deal. That might be good. It'd probably be like Woodstock, Willie.
Oh, I think you're right, and I think people want to find a way to speak out and let their voices be heard, and that's what you and I need to do, is to give them a way to do that. We'll find a hall or a field or something somewhere, and we'll go over there and we'll give people a chance to stand up and talk about what they believe in.
Well, I just want to thank Scott, calling from Arizona, who I don't know from Adam, because I can't ever ask for things from the celebrities I know, just because I don't want to feel like I'm bugging them. But Willie gives so much. This is just incredible. For all the
sake. Well, thank you. And I want to say to Scott, before you take off to the mountains up there, hang around a little while and watch all this stuff come down. And, you know, if something happens really bad, I'll go to the mountains with you. But in the meantime, let's stay here and fight those guys.
All right, we're going to skip this break, too. Here we go. Behind the scenes, Willie. Unbelievable. Okay, so I am just energized all day yesterday. Couldn't go to bed until 1 o'clock in the morning. Also had a San Diego radio interview that I did. And so I get up this morning, and it was time to call Willie, and I call him, and he goes, listen, I just played a concert last night. I'm just now waking up, but I probably do want to do some type of concert. We just have to figure out where we want to have it, what we want to do, and I need you to send me an email with your ideas on what you want to do. And I said, okay, well, let me just ask you now, do you think you want to make it more anti-war or more 9/11 truth? And I said, you know, do you want other people there? Do you want Jesse Ventura there? Do you want Woody Harrelson there? Do you want maybe to get Charlie Sheen there? And he's like, sure, all of them. And I said, well, just so I know, and I formulate a plan, do you want it to be in New York or Austin? What, you know, what's your gut tell you? And he said, probably Austin, because it would probably be bigger. And he then went on to say that basically 9/11 did happen 7 years ago, and that he wants it to be about 9/11, but mainly about not attacking Iran, impeachment, bringing these people to justice, because that has the widest appeal, and then also talking about the first responders and what's happened to them. And so it looks like, but I don't want to jinx it, that it's probably going to happen. We just have to formulate it and try to get a venue big enough to do this. The reason Austin is prime also is because it's easier to get a big venue here. And Willie is just an icon worldwide, but he's the icon here in Texas, especially in Central Texas. And so we've got to formulate something in the next week. He's on tour, very busy. He's on tour like 6 days a week, some days 7 days a week, all over the country. He's got Farm Aid coming up in late September. It looks like if we do it, which is probably going to happen, folks. I mean, he's like 99%. He's like, well, let's do something. Let's figure it out. Let's do it. But I don't want to say it's a done deal. I don't count my chickens till they're hatched. I don't, you know, count the big fish till it's in the boat, ladies and gentlemen, and we're headed back to dock. So this is very, very exciting. And I just appreciate Willie's courage. So then I go, it's like 10:22. And it's less than 40 minutes before I'm on air. I got to drive 20 minutes to get to work. I'm getting ready all morning. I get ready at home, my home office. I got to get to the office. I go, I'm going to call Governor Ventura right now. So I pick up the phone. I call Governor Ventura at home. He answers. He's like, hey, Alex, I just got an advanced copy of The New Pearl Harbor Revisited. It's an incredible book, the best David Griffin book I've read, and they want me to write a forward. What do you think of this forward idea? And reads it to me, and he's being so nice and talking about my films, other films, and I'm like, well, hey, I know you've been down here with Willie before, with Kinky Friedman. I know that you had to help him with governorship. Would you like to come down and speak at an anti-war / 9/11 truth event? Willie's pretty much on board to do it. We just got to organize it, and, you know, and he said, absolutely, I want to come. I just went and saw Willie last week in Hinckley, Minnesota. I was in the 10th row. Tell him I said hi. Yeah, as long as I can go out and play golf on Willie's golf course, I'm there. So I call Willie back real fast, and now it's like 35 after. I barely got time to get into the office. And Willie's more awake now. I'm going, yeah. And I'm like, well, what about Ventura? He's on board. Well, great. Let's work it out. Let's get this guy and that guy. Man, but now I gotta do all the work to make sure it happens, or that I don't approach things too directly. Or I just told Willie, you're in the driver's seat, but at the same time, then he's got to organize it. I don't know. It's just amazing. Here's another issue. I guarantee you, folks, for an anti-war / 9/11 thing, I bet we can get 50,000 people. I mean, hell, Willie has events around Austin all the time with 20, 30,000. I don't know. And then, of course, Willie, no doubt, will probably have people around him telling him not to do it, but Willie always does what he wants to do, so that'll probably actually be reverse psychology and make sure it happens. I just, sometimes they say it's better to have loved and lost and never have loved at all, but to love an event like this and an idea like this. We talked about some other stuff. I'm not going to get into it. Some exciting stuff. But to now be worried about it, now to be constantly have even more energy and be more electrified, it's torture. It's a good kind of torture, but it's like being in love when you're 14 and got your first really serious girlfriend or something, and you're just thinking about her all the time and you're worrying about her all the time. You know, when you get to be an old guy like me, you know, you love your wife, but and there's deep fires burning for her, but at the same time, there's not that giddy excitement. And that's the only other feeling I can explain this as. I don't like it. Ah! Because I always have that dark burning passion to fight the New World Order. And it's dark, but dark in a good way. You know, it's a brooding, angry, serious, warlike thing. But then to have just this passionate deal and this creativity, it's almost like when I'm standing before a canvas that I prepared a week before. I'm an oil painter. And I'm standing before the canvas, never have time to do it anymore. And it's that same nervousness about what am I going to paint? An impressionistic, a representational, a Is it going to be something that I'm having that feeling right now. It's just those tidal, tectonic, titan-like energies that we all have, seething, exploding creativity, and I have this new thing before me. I mean, how big an event do I get? How do I get a venue? Do I have Willie do it? Because he's got, obviously, more carte blanche. Who do I try to get there? What bands do I invite? And then there's that lingering sort of Damocles. What if Willie just decides, well, I just don't think it's the right time to do it. But he said he's pretty much going to do it. We're still in talks. It's torture. It's a good torture. But it's a torture. Nevertheless, let me tell you what's going to feel good. If we have this event and it goes off without a hitch and it's successful and we get it on C-SPAN and on national TV and it has a big effect, another breakthrough moment, and we get of support for first responders. We've already donated so much to them with these events. It's just destiny. It's magic. It's history. And then I can't believe that I just call up Governor Ventura and call up Willie Nelson, and then I can call up former German defense ministers and Italian. Well, I'm not going to get into that. The point is, I can't believe my life. And then I can't believe the responsibility. It's just mind-blowing. I'm Alex Jones, and I've got to carry the ball, and I've got to do all this work because I do it for love of decency and honor and the beauty of it. It's not ego, folks. I can't explain it. It's a force much stronger. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Jesse Ventura on Fox News, and we'll go to break and come back, and I'll get into other news. Please stay with us.
Governor Jesse Ventura, author of this book that was just out in April, it's a New York Times bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Governor Ventura, welcome back to Fox and Friends. Why didn't you pass a ordinance like this that would have had everyone measuring people's underwear?
Because that's the private sector, and I don't really believe it's government's place to be in nonsense like that.
And that's what most of our emails reflect. Governor, welcome back. I know you've decided not to run for the U.S. Senate seat. What was the ultimate reason why you said, I'm not going to run against Norm Coleman or Al Franken?
Well, the ultimate reason was the change of lifestyle for me. You know, it's a very difficult job. You put back in the limelight. You become scheduled again. I would have to move to Washington. That would split up my wife and I a great deal. And at this point in my life, I just turned 57 years old. It's a six-year term. Six-year commitment is a long time to make, and I just felt it wasn't right for me and it wasn't destiny for me to do it.
So, Jesse, or Governor Ventura, I learned my lesson, Governor Ventura. Let me ask you, when you see Barack Obama over in Afghanistan and Iraq, what are you looking for as a voter to find out whether this guy can be the commander-in-chief?
Well, first of all, I'm not voting for Barack Obama, and I'm not voting for John McCain. Many independents like me are left out of the system, the two-party dictatorship, as I like to call it. And so I won't be voting for either of them. But I think he's doing what is required of him. He obviously is a positive thinker and feels he's going to be the next president of the United States, which he well could be. And it's important for him to go over there and get educated, see what's happening on the ground so that he can make important decisions like I hope he does and withdraw and pull us out of Iraq.
What about Afghanistan?
Afghanistan is starting to flare up again, and that's only happening because we never finished the job, did we?
And would you, as a special forces guy, like the opportunity to go into Pakistan and find bin Laden?
I doubt if bin Laden's even alive today. I think he's just propped up as being that enemy that we all have to have out there. I'm not sure if he's even alive or not. They had their chance to get him, and they let him slip through. And let's remember, he used to work for the CIA years ago. Who says he still doesn't?
They said he never worked for the CIA, but they were working with the Mujahideen, which he was a part of, but no one ever remembers seeing him. But I want to talk to you about what's in your book, and that is...
He's a pretty hard guy to miss, isn't he? 6.5 feet tall.
Well, evidently he's hard enough for this. We haven't got him yet, and it's maddening. But all about the money in politics, Jesse. Yes, we do. We do want him. We just got to go get him. We're back with Governor Ventura, who doesn't agree with anything I say, but makes it fun. Back in a moment.
Did he cut his hair?
I think so.
If you just missed it, if you just missed the first half of our interview with Jesse Ventura, we found out he's not going to vote for John McCain. He's not going to vote for Barack Obama. He's against the two-party system, and he's not running for the U.S. Senate. He also says we do not want Osama bin Laden. What do you mean, Governor Ventura, who is also a special forces guy?
Well, we had a chance to get him in Tora Bora, and we left him an out, which he escaped through. And remember, we need a boogeyman out there. We have to have some boogeyman out there that we have to hate and an enemy. And if bin Laden's dead or gone or we get him, that boogeyman doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Governor, you won.
I find it very hard to believe with our technology, the greatest fighting force in the world, that if we truly wanted bin Laden, we would have gotten him.
What about
I don't
this guy Rudolph that's
really
hidden in the woods right in our country, the Olympic Park bomber? We couldn't find him.
Well, you know, they didn't use the U.S. military to find him, did they?
Well, I'll tell you what, especially you, you'd be sort of somebody, if you were 25 years old, they'd be saying, Jesse, we need you over in the mountains of Afghanistan or Pakistan to go find him. You know how tough it is, right?
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Listen up, New World Order. Listen up good. Total commitment in defense of the Republic and the innocents. And we're the renegades! 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 It's a free historic!
Nothing stayed the same, but they were always renegades like you.
the power. And we're not going to be poisoned and nerve-gassed and radiated by the New World Order. We're not going to eat your GMO foods. We're not going to volunteer for your wars. And you're not going to get our guns. And you're not going to get our property or our children. You are in the front line. You have found it, the vortex in the InfoWar. Unleashing the dynamic human spirit that will never submit to tyranny. The light of the creator of the universe energizes us. And we are lining up against the forces of death. We're the renegades of funk. Yeah! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you joined us for this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I don't care if you're 80 years old. I don't care if you're black, white, Mexican, Chinese, German. It's time to realize we're all under attack from the New World Order. It's time to pull back the veils of these lesser men that have colluded viciously to hold back humanity from our mission to populate the stars. Time for you to release the Minuteman, the liberty lover inside of you, as we stand up peaceably in the info war and take back the minds of men and women everywhere, as we unlock their minds to the lies and give them the truth, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we are doing here on this radio show that integrates into the videos, the information, the news articles, everything that is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net and TruthNews.us and JonesReport.com. I salute the GCN Radio Network. I salute everybody that makes this show possible. John Harmon, Trey Kincaid, my engineers, the affiliates, the listeners, God, everybody, together, we are brothers and sisters in eternity, doing the right thing and setting ourselves up against the engine, the machinery of tyranny and dehumanization. We are unstoppable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.